Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Daled in Masechet Baba Kama. Just a reminder again, of course, with Hashem, tonight we're having our Siyum on Masechet Kiddushin and all of Seder Nashim. We're going to be in Sha'ir Rachamim at 8 p.m. with a meat dinner. Amazing speakers, all of the Rabbanim, Bezal Hashem, in the community hopefully will be here. And we're looking forward to seeing everyone with their wives and children. Bezal Hashem, Simana Taba. Okay, we are at the bottom of the page on Gimel Amud Bet. We said in the Mishnah something called Hamav'ev Ha'hev'er, these two things. So the Gemara says, My Mav'ev, what is Mav'ev? Rav Amar, Mav'ev Ze Adam. He says, Mav'ev, that's a person. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says, Mav'ev Ze Hashen, that's the tooth. So Rav Amar, Mav'ev Ze Adam, where does he get that from? Dichtiv, Pasuk says, Amar, Shomer Ata, Boker, V'gam Laila, Im Teva'ayun Ba'ayu. So there's a Pasuk. This pasuk is in Yishayahu. This pasuk basically is what it's saying is Amar Shomer, the protector says, meaning Hashem said, Ata Boker, the redemption came, the morning came, the redemption for the righteous. Vegam Laila, and also nighttime, meaning the darkness for the wicked people also came. And then it says, Im Tiba'ayu, right? Im Tiba'ayu Ba'ayu, Tiba'ayun Ba'ayu. What does that mean? That means if you do Teshuvah, then Hashem will accept your repentance. Meaning, it sounds like this pasuk is referring to mav'eh, the ba'ayu, that word is talking about a man, talking about a person. So he says mav'eh is talking about a person. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says mav'eh ze ashen, that's a tooth. Tichtiv, as pasuk says, ech nechpesa esav niv'u matzpunav. Says, how can we search esav if his matzpunav, his hidden ones are revealed? So hold on, something that's revealed. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? My mashma, how do you learn from that pasuk? It's talking about a tooth. K'tim et hargem Rav Yosef, like he translates, or Rav Yosef translates, echdin it belish esav, it gadian mamteroi. He says, how do you search esav? Because his hidden ones are revealed. What does that mean? Animals, sometimes his teeth are showing, sometimes his teeth are revealed. So therefore, you understand that it's referring to a tooth. So the Gemara says, "Ve'rav, my tama lo amar kishmuel." Why did Rav not say like Shmuel? So Amar lach mi katani niv'e. Does it say niv'e? What's the difference? Niv'e. Rashi explains the mashma hu atzmo niv'e nigle. It is revealed. It doesn't say niv'e. Ushmuel and Shmuel, my tama lo amar kerav. Why doesn't Shmuel say like Rav? Amar lach, he would tell you mi katani bo'e. Does it say bo'e in the pasuk that it's talking about a person? So therefore, it doesn't go. It doesn't sound like either of them. So the Gemara says, "Michti, hold on, krae." Look at more daike. Let's see this. The psukim doesn't sound like Rav. Doesn't sound like Shmuel. So why Rav? My tama lo amar kishmuel. Why didn't Rav say like Shmuel? So he says Tana shor rakol milei deshor. Because we said ox already, and anything that has to do with an ox, meaning the teeth of the ox also. So therefore, you don't need to mention teeth again. Ushmuel nami okay Shmuel hatana deshor. Shmuel, it already says ox earlier in the Mishnah. So why didn't you even mention the tooth over here? It said ox referring to his horns, and it said mav'e referring to the teeth of the ox. This is what he meant to say. Lo re'i hakeren she'in hana'a lehezeko, keri hashen she'yesh hana'a lehezeka. The nature of a horns is not the same as the nature of a tooth. Why? The nature of a horn, there's no pleasure the horns get when they damage something. Whereas the tooth, there is a pleasure when it damages something, it eats something. Ve'lo re'i hashen, she'en kavanato lahazik, kere'i hakeren, she'kavanato lahazik. And the nature of a tooth is not like that of which a horn, because the tooth doesn't have intention to cause damage, whereas the horns, he's going with intention to cause damage. So the Gemara says, ve'lav kal v'chomer, who is not a kal v'chomer, umash shen, she'en kavanato lahazik chayav. We said a tooth, the animal, the tooth, he's not have kavana, he doesn't have the intention to go and damage, but he's still liable. Karen, shekavanatola hazik, a horn, that it is intention to damage. Lokol shekin, is it not all the more so he'd be liable? So why do we need to mention both of them? Itzirich, you need both. Salkedat achamina, I would have thought to say, midi dehava, eved ve'ama. I would have thought it's just like a slave and a maidservant. Eved ve'ama, lav afagav de kavaratan la hazik, afilo ache petire. Do we not say by an eved, a slave or a maidservant, that even if they have the intention to cause damage, the owner is still, he's exempt, he doesn't have to pay? So hachanami loshna, I would have thought over here also, we would not make any differentiation. And therefore you would say that, even though, therefore you would not be able to learn out such a kal v'chomer. And that's why we needed to stay both by the horns and by the tooth, that you'd be liable. Amar Ravashi, atu eved ve'ama lav ta'amar rabait behum. Hold on. The slave and the maidservant, it has a great reason why you wouldn't be liable. Why? Let's say Shema Yaknitenu Rabo. If let's say the owner gets angry, makes his slave angry. Okay. Now what is the slave going to do? He's going to go and light his friend's field on fire. And he's going to make his master liable 100 money every day. You made me angry, you know what I'm going to do? You're responsible for my damages. So he's going to go and damage someone else's field. Oh, so the Chachamim instituted that. No, the owner would be exempt. So that's why. But it's not because you can't use that to break our Kal Vachomer. So Ela Parichachi, you can answer, you can contradict it like this. Lo Re'i HaKeren Shekavanato LaHazik Kere'i HaShen Shekavanato LaHazik. The nature of a horn is not like the nature of a tooth. The nature of a horn, its intention is to cause damage, whereas the nature of a tooth is not intentional to cause damage. V'lo Re'i HaShen Sh'yesh Ha'na'a Le'ezeko, and the pleasure of a tooth is not the same as that of which a horn, because the pleasure of a tooth is greater than that which of a horn, because the tooth is a pleasure when he causes damage. Whereas keria keren, it's not like the nature of a horn, shein hana lezeko, because it doesn't have pleasure when it causes damage. So the Gemara says, okay, v'regel ma'ishayira, why did you leave out foot, the foot that we mentioned? Right, we talked about the three things. We said there's the horns, the tooth, and the foot. Why did you leave out the feet? So he says, "Keshehizik chava mazik laito yeregel." If he caused damage with his feet, you have to come and include feet also as well for his liability. So the Gemara says, "V'litniya behedya." Why don't you just say it explicitly? Zela marava tanna shor leraglo mave l'shino. What did the Mishnah mean when it said ox and mave? Ox was referring to the foot, and mave was referring to the tooth. V'achi kamer, this is what he meant to say. Lo rei haregel shehzika matzui kari hashen shenyesika matzui. The nature of a foot, it is common damage that it causes. Whereas a tooth, it's not a common damage that would cause. V'lo re'i hashen sh'yesh hana lezekao, k'ri'i haregel sh'en hana lezekao. And the nature of a tooth, which gets benefit, it gets pleasure when it causes damage, is not the same as a foot that doesn't get pleasure when it causes damage. So the Gemara says, that's why... That's what it was referring to. It was saying these natures are not like one another. So the Gemara says, "But Karen, my Shayera, why did you leave out the horn?" Hold on, the Mishnah. You're explicitly saying that the Mishnah is talking about the foot and the tooth. What about the horn? So the Gemara says, "Keshehizik chava mazik latoye Karen." If he causes damage, you have to add in horn as well to the liability. So the Gemara says, "V'litniya behedya." Why doesn't it say it explicitly in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, "Bemuadin mitchilatan kamayri." We're talking about cases in the Mishnah of animals that are mu'ad from the beginning. They are dangerous to begin with. Whereas the horn, we say that the damager of a horn is not something that is mu'ad from the beginning. It's something that is tam. It is first considered calm. And then if it damages three times, then it is considered mu'ad, then it's dangerous. So therefore, we are not referring to something that is not dangerous in the beginning, that is calm in the beginning, like a horn, versus rather we are talking about the tooth and the foot of the animal, that those are dangerous from the beginning. So Gemara says, Shmuel, my tam alama karav. Okay, why doesn't Shmuel say like Rav? So Amar Lach, he would tell you, Isa kedatach Adam. If you think it's talking about a person, Hakatane Seifa, we say later on in the Masechet, if you look later on in the Daf Tedvav, it says, Shor HaMuad, V'Shor HaMazik V'Shor HaNizak V'Adam. Over there we say, we're talking about the ox that is dangerous, the ox that damages in the property of the one that was damaged, and a man. All of those three, man is also mentioned over there. So why does it need a mention here? So the Gemara says, V'Litni B'Reisha. Why doesn't it mention it here in the Reisha? So the Gemara says, "Beniske mamono kamayri, beniske gufo lo kamayri." Because our Mishnah was not talking about damage of his money. It was right. Rashi says, "Benizkin shem mamono mazik mayri resh." Sorry, beniske. Sorry, mechila. Beniske mamono kamayri. We were talking about cases in the Mishnah that is a damage of his money, meaning something that was his property caused damage. That's what our first Mishnah was talking about. And we were not talking about niske gufo, damages of a body, right? The Rashi says, shu atzmo mazik, that he himself is causing damage. So therefore, I didn't mention Adam in the beginning of the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, because it wasn't talking about damages that coming from him. So that's why Shemuel didn't say it like Rav. So the Gemara says, v'rav nami haketani Adam beseifa. Hold on, Rav. It says Adam later on. Why does it say Adam later on? So clearly, it must not be talking about Adam over here. So the Gemara says, no, Amar lach Rav, Rav would tell you, why does it mention Adam later on? It's to include Adam with the other mu'adin, with the other dangerous species. So the Gemara says, "Umay lo hare." Hold on. In the Mishnah, we said, if you go to our Mishnah, we said, Rashi says, "De katanim lo hare ashor kare amave." We said the ox is not like the maveh. So according to Rav, it says that it's a person. Shor mu'ad shenagach adam v'met, mishalem kofer. Hold on. If an ox gores a person, or a person gores, kills a person, it's not the same punishment. Obviously, lo harei ashor karei maveh. Then, if you say it's talking about a person, Rav, then why? What's lo harei? What do you mean? This one is not like that one. So the Gemara explains. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar." This is what he meant to say. Lo rei ashor shemishalem et hakofer karei hadam sheimishalem et hakofer. The nature of an ox is not the same as that which of a person, because the ox has to pay the payment for what he damaged, right? He has payment to pay for what he damaged, whereas the person doesn't pay a payment. If he kills someone, he doesn't pay, right? Not the ox pays, but the owner of the ox would have to pay the payment for what the ox damaged, whereas if a person killed someone, there's liability, there's death penalty. It's not just you pay and that's it, you get off the hook. So therefore, it's not the same thing. Velo reiya adam shechayev arba devarim kari ashor shein bo arba devarim, and the person and the person is not like that which of the ox, because a person is liable for four things, right? There's liability of four things. Whereas if somebody, let's say, damaged his friend, he didn't kill his friend, he caused damage to him, there would be four things that person would have taken to liability. Whereas the ox, we don't take those four things into liability. What are these four things? So Rashi explains these four things. These are very important when it comes to Masechet Nezikin. We're going through all these few Masechtot. It's very important to know these four things. These are the main common things of that a person would have to pay when he caused damage to a friend. So what are they? Tsar, Ripui, Shevet, and Boshet. Tsar is pain that you cause to the person. That pain that you cause to the person is an evaluation of what it would cost. Number two is Ripui, is the health effects, let's say. Let's say you have to pay for his doctor payments and stuff like that. If, let's say, now you cause him to have to go and get stitches, you cause him to go and have to go spend money at doctors and different things, you have to pay for that. Number three is shevet, that's unemployment. The amount of time he now has to take off from work and not get paid, you have to compensate him for that. And boshet is embarrassment. If you cause someone an embarrassment, that embarrassment costs money. It's not free. So therefore, these are the four things that a man causes damage to another person would have to pay. Whereas an animal, the owner of the animal wouldn't have to pay because damage to a man. Tsar, Ripui, Shevet, and Boshet. Shevet is unemployment. Okay? Very good. So the Gemara then says, Hatsad HaShavesh, so what's the common denominator? Should Darkan HaZik, that both of these are their common denominator, is that they're in their way, they cause damage. So the Gemara says what? An ox, does it generally cause damage? So the Gemara says, Bemu'ad, we're talking about a dangerous ox. Yes, it does cause damage. So the Gemara says, Umu'ad darkol azik, is there such a thing as a dangerous ox that causes damage? How do we know it's a dangerous ox that causes damage? So he says, Kivan de'ayed orchehu. Once it became three times that it's caused major damage and kills someone, therefore it's mu'ad, and once it's mu'ad, it's dangerous, that's its general way, it's a bad behaving animal, and therefore we view it as an animal that will cause damage. The Gemara says, Adam darkol azik, is a man, is it in his nature to cause damage? The Gemara says, B'yashen, it's talking about a man who is sleeping. Sleeping person causes damage? The Gemara says, B'yashen darkol azik, does a sleeping person cause damage? I mean, I don't know why the Gemara needs to ask this. Have you ever woken up, like a younger sibling or someone who was sleeping, or a relative who was sleeping on the couch, and you woke down in the middle of their sleep? It is dangerous. No, I'm just joking. But no, kivan nekayfu fashit orchehu. Since he can stretch and pull in and out his arms, it is dangerous because he's not in control because he's asleep. So it could cause some damage while he's sleeping. So the Gemara says, Ushmiratan alechan. We say that it is incumbent upon you to protect, to guard him. So the Gemara says, Adam shmirat gufo alavu. Hold on. If it's talking about a man, like Rav said, the maveh is a man, it says shmiratan alecha. That means that you have to guard him. But if it's talking about a man, that means you have to guard yourself. So he himself has to guard himself. It's not talking about a second party. He has to guard him. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Ulitamich. Okay, according to you, hadetani karna, that which karna taught, arba'a avot nezikin, v'adam echad men. There are four primary damagers, and Adam, and a person, is one of them. Adam shmirat gufo alavu. Hold on. The protection of a person, he has to protect himself. So there's no second party there, so you can ask the same question on him. Elo, what do you answer him? Kedamar, Elo kedamar le Rabbi Abau, le Tana, like Rabbi Abau said to the Tana, Tane Adam shmirat gufo alavu. You can just say that the person himself has to be protecting himself from causing damage. So too, you can say over here, Hachanami, flipping the Amud, Tane Adam shmirat gufo alavu. So therefore, you can say here as well that a person has to protect himself. Very easily, and you say that Rav is talking about Adam, a person, and he has to protect himself from Shmiratan Alecha, it's on you. Matki Vlar of Mari, he has a contradiction. Ve'ema, Mav'e, Ze'amayim. Why don't we say Mav'e is talking about water? Kidichliv, as the pasuk says, ki koach esh hamasim ma'im tiveh esh. Just like the fire burns something that melts, right? It can cause something to melt. So too, the water, it causes the fire to kind of put itself out. You can say the same thing. And therefore, in the pasuk it says ma'im tiveh. So you can say mav'eh is talking about ma'im, water. So the question is, no, mikativ ma'im nivu. Do you say ma'im nivu? It says tiveh esh k'tiv. It says tiveh esh by fire. So therefore, it's not talking about water. It's using the word tiveh, referring to fire. So the question is, matkiv la'rav zavid, he has a contradiction. Ve'ema mav'eh ze'a esh. Why don't you say mav'eh is talking about fire then? Dechiktiv tiveh be'eshu dechtiv. Because when it says tiveh in the pasuk, it's talking about fire. So he says, yachi, if that's the case, ma'im mav'eh ve'ha hev'er. If that's the case, the Mishnah, the first Mishnah we read, it said, before Avod Nizikin, we said one is Mave'er and one is Hev'er. Hev'er we understood was fire. If you say that Mave'er is also fire, then it's not four, it's three. Fire and fire is the same thing. So he says, if it's talking about the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, V'chitema parushi kemefaresh. Maybe it's just coming to explain the following thing. Maybe it's saying, Mav'eh is a fire. What is it? What is a Mav'eh? We don't know. Oh, Hev'er. Hev'er is a fire. That's what it's saying. The Gemara says, Yachi. If that's the case, Arba'a, when we said in the Mishnah, there's four main primary damagers, Shlosha Havu. It's not four, it's three then. Right? It would only be three. Because you're saying Mav'eh and Hev'er are the same thing, so therefore it should only be three. So the Gemara says, V'chitema tanna shor de'it beitarte. Maybe, when in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah that we read, what were the four that we said? We said there's an ox, there's a pit, there's a mav'eh, we didn't know what that was, and there's a hev'er, and there's a fire. So if you say that mav'eh and hev'er are the same, that's one. Then you have an ox and a pit, that's three. Oh, maybe we can say the ox has two parts to it. Which two parts does an ox have?
The tooth and the trampling.
Oh, the tooth and the foot, very good. Or what about the horn?
Horn.
Why does it mention the horn? Right, Rashi explains it. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shen v'regel, v'keren lo kafashiv, v'tamin lo kamayri. We're talking about mu'ad. We're talking about dangerous animals. Dangerous parts of the animal. Not talking about parts of the animal that start out as calm and then become dangerous, like the horns. So the horns are not included. So maybe the ox is referring to foot and tooth. Then we have the pit, and then we have fire. So there you have four. So the Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, lo zev ezesha yesh ben rochaim. We said in the Mishnah, right after the Mishnah, we said, this and this, are not that have life are not like. Here, let's go back to the Mishnah. If you look at the Mishnah, we said velo ze veze sheyesh ben rochaim karei esh ein bo rochaim. This and this, which have life, are not like the fire that does not have life. So hold on a second. So the Gemara says esh mai rochaim it bo. If you say that the mav'eh is talking about a fire, then you're saying that this and this, the animal, the ox, and the fire, is life, has life, and it's not like the esh, the fire that doesn't have life. Hold on. If you're saying mav'eh is esh and it has life, what life does fire have? Fire is not a living being. So why are you referring to mav'eh as a living being? So vetu, and not only that, my kahare ha'esh. Why does it say in the Mishnah kahare ha'esh, like the fire? Meaning it says velozeh v'zeh yesh ben rochaim kahare ha'esh shein bo rochaim. Like the fire, it's not like the fire that doesn't have life. Hold on, if you're saying it's not like the fire, that means that Mav'eh is not like the fire. If Mav'eh is not like the fire, that means that Mav'eh is not fire. You must explain that Mav'eh cannot be fire. Okay? Very good. I think we'll stop there for today. Okay, we'll do a 1-minute recap.